Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, it was hilarious because it was 2005, I think 2005, and we were still wearing everything baggy, but Jerry was still holding on to the 70s, boy. Jerry had on skin-tight jeans, real tight, like, button-down that was unbuttoned down to, like, his sternum. You could see all his chest. A tiny gold chain, and he had just cut off them cornrows, and Jerry was in a club with the rest of us, like, looking like somebody daddy. It was a bad scene.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Dominique Foxworth. He used to play in the league and go out with Jerry Rice.
No.
That's Bomani Jones. You can check him out the right time with Bomani Jones. Let's get started.
You can't do that to Jerry.
It's done.
Bet he was still catching touchdowns.
No, actually, he wasn't.
I mean, not on the field.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
What was your reaction to watching Tyson Fury demolish Deontay Wilder?
I feel like all of us kind of knew that Deontay Wilder is more of a bruiser than a boxer, a terribly feared right hand, maybe the biggest one in the history of the sport. But I think we all knew that Tyson Fury, based on the last fight, might be a more skilled boxer. And yet seeing him take the coaching and improve so much from the first fight they had to this one, and seeing him take a fight straight into Deontay Wilder with 17 flabby pounds that could have been questioned before, but then you realize, no, there was power and focus behind that, makes Tyson Fury a hugely interesting story, guys. He does not look like most heavyweight fighters. He comes from this descendants of gypsy fighters that make him feel like Brad Pitt in the Snatch movie, except he's 6'9 and 270 pounds. A bunch of fighters who come from a different time. He learned this from his father. I don't know if you guys saw his father. His father looks just like him. This is not a person to be trifled with. He retired the good Klitschko. That's not easy to do.
I was surprised by the outcome, and I was also surprised at how interested I was in the fight. It's the first fight that I was at home, and I actually felt like I needed to order in a long time. As much as I enjoy watching some of the Mayweather fights, there's something about having two giants in the ring going at it. And we saw it happen, and I was definitely shocked at how easily it seemed like Tyson Fury handled Wilder throughout the course of that entire fight. And then he punctuated it at the end with some sort of tongue waggling near the neck of Deontay Wilder, which was kind of weird and outrageous.
Yo.
And then he ended it all with a terrible song that made all of our ears bleed, just like Deontay Wilder.
Would that have been more or less weird if he hadn't been bleeding, right? Like, that's how bizarre that was. Because if he's bleeding, I halfway understand the peculiar reason that you're doing this. If he's not bleeding, son, what are you trying to imply? Now, I am not ignoring the skill level that Tyson Fury has, because we know it exists. Otherwise, how is that dude going to be good at boxing? But how much of this was about skill, or how much of this is what happens after your ear gets busted in a fight? Wilder couldn't keep his legs. Like, I could not tell how much of this was him just getting rocked, and how much of this was the fact that after your ear has been busted, it's a little difficult to maintain your equilibrium. But hey, man, this is cash money for everybody. If Tyson Fury can fight even a little bit, just a little bit, and y'all know I'm right, I'm gonna be the only person that says it. We got a white English-speaking heavyweight champion who just took out the undefeated and feared Deontay Wilder. You put Tyson Fury out there against anybody else, man, people are going to watch this. America loves gypsies now after that one.
Are you finally going to talk about the greatness of the Bucks, or instead focus on the Sixers team that lost to them?
The 76ers, it is not surprising to learn, were terrible on the road. They made this no contest at all as soon as Ben Simmons left with an injury, because they are particularly ill-equipped to lose someone like Ben Simmons. But I do believe, guys, that what we're seeing from the Bucks is historically staggering. And I know a lot of people are looking at the offensive end, and I understand that, because they are just scorching people. But usually teams with this kind of point differential, combined with how good their defense is, because their defense is exceptional, that team wins the championship. That team is a team so good that you're saying to yourself, maybe that Kawhi can do to Giannis what he did last year in the playoffs, or maybe LeBron can do it, but you ain't got a whole lot else that's going to be able to do it in this league.
Yo, so this is wild about the Bucks. You go look at that double-digit point differential and go look at the winning that they've done. You get into a territory of, like, 72 Lakers. You get into a territory of 96 Bulls. Like, we're talking about some of the greatest teams of all time. However, they do still seem to be flawed in a way that I can't ignore. How many guys do they have that can get their own shots? I feel better about Chris Middleton being able to do that now than I would have last season. So maybe we take that one off the board. But their best player, he ends like 38% of their possessions with the ball. He's a 31% three-point shooter. He's like a 61% free throw shooter. What's going to happen when teams start putting him on the line and when they start packing the paint? Because playoff basketball is entirely different. We watched that 73-win Warriors team and all the troubles they had in that postseason, and it's because this is a whole different ball game, what you got to do in 82 games versus what you got to do over seven.
I'm interested to see who Giannis becomes, because we are leaving that honeymoon stage where we're all excited about how great this young player is, and we're moving into that stage where you win championships or we call you a bust. He's already there. I feel like if this season doesn't end and them at least making it to the finals, the criticism on Giannis is going to get louder, and deservedly so, because he is a top player in this league, probably going to be a back-to-back MVP winner, and if he can't have the ball in his hands at the end of games, which is what we all are being critical of, or what we're all going to be watching for in the playoffs, because as Bomani said, I don't know why, but it's a thing that happens. NBA playoff basketball seems to be not much like the basketball that they play throughout the regular season. So if he can't find a way, and if the answer is Chris Middleton versus LeBron James, or Chris Middleton versus Kawhi Leonard, or Chris Middleton versus Embiid, as far as guys, or Simmons, as far as guys who have the ball in their hand at the end of the game, that's not something that's extremely promising for this team.
If you've got a sturdy paint defender, because we saw some plays, especially in the first half of that game against the Sixers. Now, Embiid is one of the best players in the league, but his presence, Giannis is so much stronger than everybody who tries to guard him. Then when he gets up there against a big man, now we got to go to another level of this. Like, these are the concerns that this team has, but damn, they are so good right now. I feel like such a hater.
Your concerns are valid concerns, but I would say that some of them get knocked out, Bo, when you're talking about, hey, Giannis, is he going to be slowed in the playoffs for all the reasons you mentioned? Because he's the best rim protector in the league by percentage. After him, it's Brooke Lopez. After him, it's Robin Lopez. They know how to play defense together, having played it for a number of years, and that can cover you sometimes if Giannis isn't getting that shot you're talking about.
Has any five seed ever gotten as much coverage as this bad Sixers team?
So much.
Yo, I
coverage,
thought it was just because I worked on a TV show with a bunch of Sixers fans
so
on it.
I had coverage.
I threw it out the A block of my show. Somebody got to flex a little more over here.
Does it make sense to you that a 42-year-old former Zamboni driver could even play in an NHL game, much less win it?
Okay, this is a crazy story, and it was a fun story from this weekend. The details have emerged that are funny as well. He was paid nothing to do this. He was eating a Reuben sandwich before the game and had done legs in the weight room because he wasn't expecting to play, and he ends up getting out there and allowing two goals very quickly, but then he was never tested again. It makes me wonder how many people could actually do this if you weren't testing them, because to be fair to him, he was a Zamboni driver 5 years ago, not anymore. But he's been a maintenance worker for the last 5 years, and he's available in only these emergency situations. You shouldn't be able to do this at the height of athletics, but if you're not going to be tested, guys, it makes sense that you could stop the last 8 shots you saw if you were a goalie of any kind of expertise, and he does do this every day.
Yeah, I guess so, but it was interesting learning about that position of the emergency goaltender. That position is interesting because that guy was there and he practiced with and he's a part of the Maple Leafs organization, and he is there available to either team. He barely knew anybody on the Hurricanes, the team that he ended up playing for, and they all rallied around him and defended him and made his job a lot easier. But to me, that's crazy. During the game, he had on his headgear was more Maple Leafs related because he played for the Marlies, their lower level team. So that part to me blew my mind. And as a professional athlete, I'd be infuriated. I would make it my goal to go out there and embarrass this guy just because it doesn't look good for us. Getting those two goals off the top probably felt good, but it doesn't look good to have somebody who, like, essentially, they just pulled out his hands and threw out there and was good enough to win an NHL level game, but it's fun for the rest of us to look at.
You're damn right it doesn't look good. And in fact, why didn't we not hear about some people being fired? Right? I mean, like, I'm just saying, if they pulling dudes off the street and they the goaltenders and they stopping y'all and y'all can't win a game, nobody's getting fired for this. There's no accountability whatsoever in that operation. Y'all couldn't get no shots past the dude who just be around here in case somebody needs him.
I was trying to be nice and find the happy side of the story, but I gotta be honest.
He really took it to a dark place
But that's the place where I want to go. Like, everyone talks about how
you
important
fire people.
No, I don't care about people being fired, but we all talk about how important a goaltender is in hockey and how important having that guy is. Y'all just pulled the dude off the street. Can you imagine somebody getting a practice squad quarterback and giving him the ball and say, hey, go out there and win a game? No.
What I'm saying saying is we can get bums off the street to stop y'all, man. How are we even selling tickets? Like, how, with a straight face, can we tell the people
turn.
Of Toronto?
It's a very negative
it
turn
blows
to
my
nice
mind.
Story.
Because the NHL is pushing this story out. Like, hey, everybody, look at our game.
Yeah,
but
they
it also
be
puts
heated.
Out there how embarrassing their game is. They're like, hey, look at this fun story. But also, maybe our players aren't that good.
The NHL, so easy a caveman can do it. That is not the way that you want to promote your league. Like, I personally can't think of anything in this world that I would be worse at than goaltending, right? Like, I would think if there's anything you can't just pull somebody out here to do is to stand there while cats are shooting laser after laser.
I don't think we ever mentioned the goalie's name. You guys fired Ayers. Somebody. You made fun of the entire league, and I don't think we ever said the dude's name.
I mean, I didn't say the name of the people who's supposed to get fired either, and that's kind of the point.
Coming up next on my son Stevie's show.
Then most of the men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, give me that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
who
ridiculous.
Are those people? Oh, that's is that Kevon Looney? I've heard of him. Okay,
that's crazy. That is crazy. That those impressive. Are the Warriors.
Time to play the game that hopes Dan had a lovely day off on Friday. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question them. I don't feel like you're sincere there.
Your daddy came to work and you couldn't be bothered.
Do you question if this is impressive strength or poor shooting from Zion?
Okay, so Zion Williamson is coming for all of Ja Morant's stuff. He's saying, all right, little fella, you got a bit of a head start on me, but now I'm 3.5 games back, and I'm doing things like this in a man's league. I am being more of a man than most of the men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, give me that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
who
ridiculous.
Are those people? Oh, that's is that Kevon Looney? I've heard of him. Okay.
That's crazy. That is crazy that those
impressive.
Are the Warriors.
I mean, everyone talks about how Zion is built like a football player, and I'm sure Bomani will jump on this point also. He's kind of, in certain clips, I know he's a smart player, and I know he sees the floor well and can pass all that, but he kind of plays basketball like a football player. When you go to the rec and all the football players are there, the shots aren't that pretty. They're just bigger, stronger, more athletic than everybody. Start missing layups, but you know what you're not going to do? Snatch the ball from them. They're going to take it from you and put it back in and win off of sheer strength and athleticism, and I love it.
Yo, but what that is that's Moses Malone stuff, right? Like, Moses Malone played that type of game to being the best player in the NBA for a stretch of time. And let me tell you something. I looked Moses Malone up on YouTube the other day. That is the most boring highlight film that I have ever seen in my life. Because you know what it is? Throwing the ball up, muscling people out of the way, and nobody can stop you from getting the ball. The fact that this is just a facet of this dude's game, that if worse comes to worse, I'm just going to throw the ball up there and you can't stop me from getting it. Can you imagine how it feels just to have this dude running into you all game long from behind to go snatch rebounds from you like you're a child?
Tom Hammerstraw had this great stat the other day that the Pelicans are rebounding 46% of their own misses. 46% because he's just caving everything in.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that the bread in that highlight sandwich is 2 missed free throws? No.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
No. I'm asking you this right now. Right. We out here celebrating greatness right now. And here you are breaking up because he missed the free throw. Does it matter if you missed the free throws if you go back and get it? You know what? I've had enough.
So
Charlie,
bad.
Man, put it's that
so
thing bad. Up there with Dominique laid out on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Look at
like, that's what I'm saying
Look
here.
At that.
That's what I'm saying. You was out here
He's
having a very good
you.
Show. And if we're going to point out the worst in people, we're going to do it that way. Get Dominique laid out on the ground.
If we're bringing up pictures, it's my turn. Get that picture of Bomani's athletic achievement. Get it.
Oh.
You guys find it?
Oh.
You looking for it? Oh, no.
Oh.
No, we don't got one of those? We don't?
It's hard to make him speechless. That one's hard.
Do you question if this is the king of wrestling?
All right. Have you guys seen this? Bomani, tell me. You've seen this? Okay, because this is going
to... Oh,
Dominique,
Fosworth,
you haven't seen this? This is Brazil. Oh, this is good. Let's go out to Brazil. Is this the king of Brazilian wrestling?
Wrestling. It's called wrestling.
Huh? Hit him with the moonwalk.
Yes. That's so good. That is so good.
And a very particular Michael Jackson period. Like, this is the period that you would pick if you was going to wrestle because it's got all those moves.
That is so good.
That
That is so good.
He's dangerous. So dangerous.
Do you guys remember the Michael Jackson video game? Like,
yes, the Moonwalker.
The Moonwalker. That's all I can see right there. When I saw that, it reminded me of that game, the Moonwalker. Maybe I'm showing my age, but I'm not intimidated by that wrestler, though.
I don't know, man. Best. I expected those people he was beating up, all their faces, to start turning into different ones if he was going to be out there in that particular get-up. Or maybe the next time he come to the ring, he in the red leather jacket and he got a knife, yeah. Right? Like old buddy was in that one video. How the ring ain't light up when he put his feet down. And I'm not even a, like, Michael Jackson fan. But, like, I saw that dude wrestling as Michael Jackson. I'm like, yo, well played.
I feel like it should be a surprise which Michael Jackson you're going to get. Like, he should come out as, like, Jackson 5 Michael Jackson. Sometimes come out as, like, Wolfman Thriller Michael Jackson. No?
Well, you could come out as different Michael Jacksons, but I feel like somewhere around 1987, like, you can't, if you can pull off one of the post-87 mics, you can't really pull off one of the pre-87 mics. Like, you can't be the Jackson 5 Michael Jackson and the You Rock My World Michael Jackson. That's totally different aesthetics.
I'm thinking down in Brazil, if you can be the pre-85 Michael Jackson, maybe you can go to the other side too.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that's already forgotten about the XFL. See or no?
You tell us what's on television. We'll tell you if we're intrigued. You got three XFL haters up here. You don't get that everywhere on this network.
Tonight at 8 p.m., Knicks and Rockets.
Micro ball seems to be working. Nobody over 6'6", and they've won every game but one since doing it. Russell Westbrook has been really efficient, playing basically the center for them. Let's see what we have here.
This level, but Russ is probably the most.
Harden to Westbrook, he's been really efficient during this stretch. He's shooting over 50%. Yeah. Bomani, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued, but I gotta say, this micro ball, right? That's the most pretentious thing I can think of. A small ball isn't good enough for you. You gotta try to make it sound fancier than it is, then fine. You don't like small ball? How about this? Little ball. Y'all out here playing little ball. And that's what I'm gonna call it from here on out.
All right, I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued, and the little ball is working out, though. It's impressive. One of the things that it makes me think of, that team that we talk about gets too much credit in the Sixers, like it suggests to me that there is a solution. You just need a coach that can find it, because there are not two assets that I think are more mismatched than Westbrook and the way that the Rockets play, and considering that they have D'Antoni and Harden, their style of play, there is no more mismatch out there, but they found a way to make it work, and that suggests that there is a way to make all groups of stars work, which means that there is hope for the Sixers. I'm sorry that somehow I made this about
the
Rockets.
Why'd you make this about the Sixers?
Because I wanted to upset Bomani.
Rudy Gobert just glad you ain't making it about him. That's the second time Utah's gotten that work for them playing that little ball, and that's got to be embarrassing if you're supposed to be like one of the best big men in the league.
Tonight on ABC, The Bachelor.
Man, no, get out of here. You guys take it from here. I don't want to watch this.
I don't watch The Bachelor. I don't think Bo watches it either.
I have a lot of questions and a lot of conversations to have with Victoria. I've learned a lot about her.
I feel like we need to have more of a conversation. We need to talk about, like, communication. Because, mm-hmm. like, communication is probably, like, I don't know, the biggest thing in a relationship. So I want you to tell me everything I need to give you, like spell it out.
What I need is that 100% confidence in knowing that I can always count on you. I mean, it's no secret that you have tried at some points to push me away and tried to walk away.
I don't know. I mean,
you do know.
No, I don't. I'm trying.
And I'm not saying that it was right, but there is a reason.
I don't know. Just question everything, I guess. I don't know. Like, is that even anything? Like,
I totally get the
I don't know what you want. You're struggling.
Oh, for the love of God. Dominique already said no. He's not intrigued. He's not watching. How about you, Bo? Are you intrigued?
Didn't they just meet?
Why he got a gash on his head? Who cut him? Why he got a gash on his head? What are we doing?
I got to say, that point Dominique raises is an important one. You can't be out here with a scar like that if you ain't got no story about it. You know what? What if he ran into that dude from the Beat It video? Is that how we wound up getting here?
I would have more respect for that than what he's doing now.
He actually hit his head on the side of a golf cart.
Oh, how? Checking
into a hotel to go to his room.
Oh, he got a hotel check-in related injury. Well, in that case, intrigued.
And young lady, you ain't gotta do all this for a klutz.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching. Dominique is at The Undefeated. Find him there. And The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Also, high noon, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Dan, you don't even hate marriage anymore. Why you like this about them people trying to find love? Did I just say young lady? Have I officially reached that point in my life?
Yeah, you're there.